I think we can now join Nigel Hallam. Nigel, where are you?
Well, I'm in Stickney. I'm in the William Lovell School. It sounds gone ever so quiet. I am not alone. I've always wanted to do this, actually. Hello, Stickney! You see, I'm not alone at all. In front of me, apart from the entire school, there's most of the staff of the school. We've got the head teacher here as well. We'll have a word with him in a minute. There's also a very large bath of custard. And the master of ceremonies for what's about to happen here is Paul Russell. He's the head boy. So I'll sort of hand over and let him take over.
In the school's history, we've never done anything for children in need before. And, we like to do something different. And Mr. Dring's never ever had a bath before, well, a bath in custard at any rate, and in his 1 or 2 years of teaching at least, so we aim to change that today. Also, we've got a selection of staff here waiting today. They're going to have paper plates of shaving foam thrown at them, and that will be happening after Mr. Dring's got in the bath, but first, our head teacher, Mr. Dring, is going to get in the bath. So, if you'd like to give him a big countdown from 10 to 1, he will then get in the bath. Okay. 10, 9, 8,
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
and there we are. He's gently sinking into the custard. I can testify it is genuine custard. I'll have a word with you in a minute. I'll just go and have a word with him first. All the photographers around. It's sort of tepid custard, really, isn't it? Neither hot nor cold.
Well, Cleopatra did it in ass's milk. I think this is one up on Cleopatra.
I must say, you cut a dashing figure in the academic robes and all that as you came in.
It's the only time I ever wear them. Mm.
So how long are you planning on staying in there now?
I've no idea at all. He runs this school. I just do as I'm told.
Right, we'll leave you soaking then. Thank you very much. Right, I better have a word with Paul then. So, just take me through, Paul, all the various different things that you've done to make money out of this occasion.
Well, first of all, we asked the children of the school to sponsor Mr. Dring to sit in the bath. We raised £200.13 so far. We've actually had a bit more come in today. The winner of that, for the people that paid the most, do actually have the opportunity now to tip custard over Mr. Dring. The winner who won quite clearly above everyone else is Chantel Noble in year 9. She actually paid £50 to do this, what was £30 more than the second winner, that was Louise Panton in year 11, that paid £20. So if Chantel and Louise would like to come, Chantel first, you can now dunk the head.
Right. Oh, here we go. Making their way forward now. Which one's Chantel? Are you Chantel? Are you Chantel?
Yeah.
You must really hate him if you want to cover him in custard.
Totally.
And pay that much.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to this moment then.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in my new Pudsey uniform. Don't flick custard on the Pudsey. Jolly good. Right, well, let's just watch, shall we?
Yeah.
So, approaching now with a bucket of... Ah, this is the thicker custard, this. This is going to cling quite well. And it's straight on the top of the head and dribbling down the sides in a thoroughly disgusting fashion. That's deeply unpleasant indeed. How did that feel?
Great.
Felt great. You did. Right, here we go, number two then. Second bucket going over the head now. Excellent. And there we go. I must say, the rest of the staff lined up to go on. We've got some interesting selections of costumes. And clearly, there's a lot of revenge going to be taken here. So, well, I don't know, I think it's getting a bit vicious here, really. I think we probably ought to move on.